After clinching top 5 team finishes at the Big 12 Cross Country Championships for the second straight year, the Kansas State men's and women's cross country teams will move to Iowa City, Iowa today for the 2021 NCAA Midwest Regional at the Ashen Cross Country Course. And then, of course, head coach Ryan Godfrey said, quote, on the men's side, we are hoping for a top 12 finish at the regional, which would put us in the top 3, stated, of course, Ryan Gottfried. And he also goes on to say the women's side is up in the air right now since we had an entry last week. We don't know yet if she is going to race, but if she does, that changes the possibility for a team standpoint. At the Big 12 Championships back on October 29th, the men's team placed fourth in the 8K race with 121 points, 68 points better than fifth place Kansas, while the women's team earned a fifth place finish in the 6K race with 143 points. Senior Stephen Kilhoyner finished 24. Excuse me, and I'm sorry I butchered your name. I apologize for that. I'll get it better next time. With a time of 25:30, while redshirt junior Kirby Diebenbusch was right behind him, behind Cliff Hoffner in 20th place. That was better. 25th place with a time of 25 minutes and 30 seconds. And then you have to go to the K-State women's side in the 6K. Junior Hannah Stewart led the way with a 17th place finish. Came in at 12 minutes and 43 seconds. Not that far behind her was 23rd place finisher and the redshirt senior Cassidy Johnson, recording a time of 22 minutes and 2 seconds. And of course, we got the men's and women's set up there. And I like how, looking at the information here on K-State Online, kstatesports.com, that Coach Godfrey did not mention who got injured. So, I mean, you mentioned she, but we don't know who it is. So that's kind of, you know, yes, I mean, I haven't reported much, and maybe it's shame on me, but hey, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, where, of course, we talk about all K-State athletics, what's going on, and we haven't talked much about cross-country, maybe at least twice here this fall. So that's kind of disappointing that we don't know. Well, fortunately, it's fortunate for the K-State women's cross-country team, because that's probably a key piece right now that Coach Godfrey is missing over there right now. So, you know, heading into this regional here today, this morning. So we'll see what happens on that front there. And I had it right, the schedule here. Of course, the women's 6K will be the first race today, this morning at 11 a.m. That is followed immediately by the men's 10K at noon Central Time in Iowa City, Iowa. And of course, recognition of the top runners and teams will take place immediately after these races complete. That's includes the men's 10K race. Live streaming of the NCAA Midwest Regional will be available at the K-State website, and live results will be provided by the University of Iowa right there on that website, kstatesports.com. So if y'all cross country runners out there interested in your kid, your son or daughter competing on this K-State cross country team, interested, go check. If you can't make the trip, go check out the live results, which will be posted this morning at 11 with the women's 6K there on kstatesports.com, along with the men's 10K as well. So then I think also they're going to try to do some updates on Twitter. You can follow them at K-State Track and Field Cross Country, and that is at K-State TFXC for short, for track and cross country. Again, that's at K-State TFXC on Twitter. And of course, Kansas State Track and Field /cross country on Facebook. Again, one more time, Kansas State Track and Field /cross country on the Facebook page as well. So cross country going at it here, trying to take a step further in their great performance in the Big 12 Championships. This is Eddie Greer, the Purple Project Podcast. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Audio Boom, Odyssey, and more. The Pro Project Podcast rolling into the weekend. We got West Virginia coming up tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. on FS1. I will be there where the weather should be good. 11 a.m. K-State looking to finally get past West Virginia for the first time in two seasons, looking to extend their current winning streak, which sits at 3. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.